Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I love the story in Mark 2 of four men. They're friends with a man who is paralyzed, and they lower him down from a roof, and actually they tear it apart. Joshua, I can just see you and your friends just
yes, that would
demolition
be
day, you know? And they do that, and then they just lower him right in front of Jesus. So Jesus is speaking, and Jesus is in awe of their faith that their friend can be healed. And I wonder if, yeah, they had faith, but I think they were so bold in that. And then Jesus tells the young man to get up and walk, and he's healed. I mean, can you imagine being there?
Yeah, that would be crazy. Mark says that the whole crowd was awestruck, and it would just be I think it would probably put me in a state of shock yes. to just be there and to see this and the whole thing. I mean, it sounds like something out of a movie. And then you witness this miracle, which is really cool. And, you know, we can get so busy with life and everything that we really fail to look and realize how amazing life is.
Right. And sometimes we look at these physical healings that Jesus did because, you know, that was demonstrating the power right. that sometimes we don't understand that what's inside of us, the brokenness in us, Jesus is present and healing us, and that he is also allowing us to walk in a new way that is restoring us and freeing us to be who we're supposed to be and do what ours is to do.
So be healed. Walk and receive more. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit us at tablethink.com for more content.